A bill that would require cell phone carriers in Michigan to release location information to police during an emergency seemed good to go in the state house. And then came pushback from several lawmakers. MLive's Capitol reporter Jonathan Osting has been following House Bill 4006. Fill us in, Jonathan.
It's sponsored by State Rep Kurt Heise out of Plymouth Township. And what it would do is require wireless cell phone carriers, so, you know, your Verizon, your AT&T, to disclose location information in the case of an emergency. So this bill is, it's been passed in other states. It's based on a case in Kansas where a young girl was abducted and unfortunately murdered, and her family had a very hard time, and law enforcement had a very hard time trying to track her location using her cell phone. That information is available, but her wireless carrier wouldn't disclose it.
So the idea was, okay, then in case of something like this, they have to.
Yeah, exactly. In limited cases where the legislation specifically mentions that someone's life may be in imminent danger.
And it looked as though the bill was teed up and ready to get voted on by the House until?
Until late last week, a couple of freshman lawmakers, actually, Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat, who are sort of Tea Party favorites, brought up some privacy concerns. And I think that is kind of a logical concern with a bill like this, because it would allow police to obtain information without a warrant. So a couple potential amendments that Corser and Gamrat are looking at. One of them would require a law enforcement agency to at least tell somebody if their cell phone location information had been disclosed. They'd have to give them a notice within 48 hours. And Gamrat also actually wants to require warranting. Some lawmakers say that with the use of modern technology, it doesn't take days to obtain a warrant anymore. It can take hours, and they'd like to see that actually built into this legislation, which seems like if there's one issue that's going to hold up a passage, it could be that warrant issue, because the whole point of the bill, I think, is to be able to do this without a warrant.
And the ACLU had some concerns as well, didn't it?
Yeah, the ACLU, this legislation actually came up last year in a previous form, and the ACLU, was seeking a number of amendments and won a handful of them. For instance, they want there to be a clear punishment for law enforcement personnel if somebody does use this ability for personal gain. So if somebody, you know, accessed location data or requested it without there actually being a legitimate emergency. So that was one of the things they wanted. They're also supporting this idea of a 48-hour notification. So again, to let somebody know if their cell phone had been pinged within 48 hours of it happening.
And what you just said is important to understand, right? It isn't reading text messages or checking into Facebook accounts. It's pinging cell phones. So it's basically, what, using the phone like a GPS?
Exactly. And Kurt Heise, the sponsoring representative for this bill, was very clear about that. You know, nobody's going to be reading text messages. As you mentioned, it would simply provide some coordinates to law enforcement officials so they could, track down somebody who might be missing in these limited emergency situations.
Jonathan Osting, MLive Capitol reporter. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me.